reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
My welcome to Sonia's. It's really great to see you. Please do have a seat as we think about something of that Christmas message for us today. It's really great to see you. If I haven't had a chance to say hello to you already, my name is Simon, and I also go by the name, at least in this place, of Associate Vicar. I wonder if you have a look at your mantelpiece at the moment. I'm not sure whether you've got a mantelpiece in your house or flat or where you live, but I wonder whether you've got Christmas cards there. If I have a look at some of my Christmas cards, then actually there's a whole load of different names going on. Some people have addressed their card rather formally to Reverend Potter, particularly if it's one of the congregation here. Thank you for your Christmas cards if you've done that. But as I have a look along my mantelpiece, there are also some people who call me son. There are some people who call me nephew. There are some people who call me by a nickname. I won't tell you what my nicknames are. There are some people, one of my friends who I trained at university with calls me Potter. We always call each other by our surnames. And so his children, who I'm godfather to, have taken to calling me Uncle Potter. So I've got a Christmas card addressed to Uncle Potter. I'm not sure what names you are called. Some of them might be job titles, some of them might be relational. I'm sure you've got your own nicknames too. And as we were reading that passage through about the birth of Jesus, it turns out that actually Matthew's gospel, his description of Jesus' life, is full of names. The first chapter of Matthew, we started halfway through because we didn't want to put Lucy through having to read the genealogy of Jesus. There are 42 names that kick off Matthew's description of Jesus' life, and we get a whole family tree. And what's quite interesting is in those names, there are a real cast of characters. There are men and there are women. There are people from Jesus' own people group and there are foreigners. There are kings and there are commoners. There are saints and there are sinners. There are con men and there are murderers. There's almost every type of fractured relationship and breakdown that only the screenwriters of EastEnders could dream up. There are insiders and there are outsiders, and Matthew takes us through that list, partly to tell us who Jesus is, but partly to tell us that this Jesus, this Christmas, is for absolutely everyone. It's not just for people who feel that they've got life together. It's not just for people who come from the right area or who speak the right type of language or who have the right type of manners. I was watching Paddington a couple of days ago. Paddington was nothing if not ill-mannered. But Christmas is for absolutely everyone. Jesus came to earth precisely with that message that God loves everyone. Well, imagine the stable scene. We've actually got a stable scene over here, a kind of memory of everything that went on. You might like to look at it at the end of the service. But imagine that stable scene. The one thing that's missing from this particular stable scene is Jesus's mantelpiece. Just imagine that there was a kind of like a fireplace there. Hollywood had done kind of Bethlehem. And there was a mantelpiece there, and there were lots of different Christmas cards on Jesus's mantelpiece. I wonder what Christmas cards Jesus may have received. Helpfully, I've got some of them here, and I need some help with opening them. Does somebody want to open my first Christmas card? Excellent. So imagine Jesus's mantelpiece, and all you need to do is open it and tell me who it's from and who it's to. Do you want to have a look inside and see? What does it say?
To Jesus, my son.
Yes, and who's it from? Can you see? That's brilliant. Can I grab that one back for you? And I'm going to put that up here. I'll move it out of the way just before communion later. It says on the front, "Son, I hope Christmas is as awesome as you." And it's got a picture of Simba on the front from The Lion King. And inside it says, "To Jesus, my son, from God the Father." Matthew gives Jesus lots of names in his description of Jesus' life. And the first one is Messiah. Now, Messiah is a word that you may have heard of. It's been the name of BBC film series. We often use the word Messiah. Messiah actually means promised or anointed king. It comes from the ancient language of God's people, promised or anointed king, just like in The Lion King, Simba, the son, is anointed king. It's also what we did to King Charles last year. At the point at which all those kind of hoardings came up around him, that's probably a slightly impolite way of putting it. I'm sure they've got a proper name. But we put those kind of like hoardings around him, and the choir sang Zadok the Priest, and it was all kind of like monumental. And then he was anointed. I'm not sure whether, I mean, we couldn't see what was going on, but he was anointed. And he was anointed with oil of chrism. In Greek, which was the language that Matthew was writing in, the word for anointed king is Christ. That's where the word chrism comes from. So Jesus is God's anointed king. That's the first thing that Matthew tells us about him. And because his father is king of the whole world and creator of the whole world, that means that Jesus is king over creation as well. He's the one that gets to make the rules, to rule with love, and to rule with justice. Well, let's have a look at card number two. Does somebody want to help me to open card number two? It's a very simple job. Oh, excellent. Good. Are you going to pull out card number two for me? Can you pull it out? Excellent. Now, there's lots of writing on the front, but let's have a look inside, and maybe Daddy can help you read what's on the inside.
To my Saviour, thank you.
Well done. Thank you very much. This card, courtesy of Condi Gifts in Henlees, just a little bit of shameless publicity there, says, "To my Saviour." The front contains lots of writing, and I thought this was rather a nice card to send to somebody before Christmas. I'm going to read it out to you. Here we go. "Before we start wrapping up presents and popping pigs in blankets, I just wanted to take a tiny moment amongst the Christmas chaos to thank you for being such a brilliant bundle of strength and support this last year and helping to pick up the little pieces of me and put them back together again." And the second name that Matthew gives to Jesus is actually the name Jesus. It's a name that Joseph was instructed by the angel Gabriel to call Jesus when he was born. And Jesus literally means God saves. To my Saviour, thank you. As we look around the world, as we watch the news, if we watch the news later on today, I'm sure that there'll be some good news stories, but I'm sure there will be stories that remind us that our world is a broken place. But actually, it's not just the landscape of the world, it's the landscape that I see inside as well. It's not just the world out there that's a broken place. As I look inside me, I recognise that my internal landscape is also a broken place. And Matthew tells us that Jesus is the one who came, even though we make a mess of all of the ways that he would ideally have us live, he came to actually put us back together again, to be our Saviour. Jesus is given one last name in Matthew's Gospel, so I've got one last card. Excellent, a hand up over here, wearing a very nice Rudolph top with a very good red nose on it. Excellent. Bethany, do you want to help us to open that one, see what's inside? And then you can see. Can you tell us what it says on the front, first of all?
Happy Christmas from across the miles.
And who's it from and to on the inside? Oh, have I not written in it? Turn another page over. Let's see. It's one of those cards with lots of pages on the inside. Lovely. Who's it from?
God.
From God. And who's it to?
Us.
Excellent. Brilliant. Thank you. Let me take that and I'll add that to our altarpiece, mantelpiece down here. Happy Christmas from across the miles. It's from God. And it's to us. The third name that Matthew gives to Jesus is the name Emmanuel. And helpfully, he tells us what it means. He says that Emmanuel means God with us. Some people, when they think about God, they think that God is a million miles away. I'm not sure when you think about God, where you imagine God is. Perhaps you kind of think that he's in another universe or some kind of other dimension. It might be that you think that he's sort of sat on some kind of heavenly cloud. Neither he's very good at playing the harp by now, or he's sat there sort of wearing a policeman's outfit, looking slightly disapprovingly on kind of what's going on. There are lots of different worldviews, aren't there? And some people would think that actually God is somebody who's a long way away from us, and actually what he offers is basically just a set of messengers to come and speak to us. The message of Jesus at Christmas is that Jesus is God with us. God actually loves us, and he wants to spend his life with us, and he wants us to spend our lives with him. Emmanuel means God with us, not just from across the miles like the other side of the world, but Jesus is right here, Christians believe, still right here this morning by his Spirit. The fourth card I'm going to open here, and actually it's not a Christmas card at all, but I found it in the same shop yesterday, and it says on the front, "New baby. We welcome you into the world with love." And that, I guess, kind of poses us a question this morning as to what do we do with Jesus? I've been talking to lots of people this morning, and quite appropriately, we've been chatting about kind of, you know, what the rest of our days look like and how long the Brussels sprouts have been boiling for to try and bring them to their kind of complete conclusion. But actually, what about Jesus and our Christmas day? And not just what about Jesus and today, but actually what about Jesus and January and February and the rest of the year? What does it look like to welcome Jesus? It might be that if you get a quiet moment today, you might want to pray a prayer. I'm not sure whether you're praying people or not. Most people are. I was saying to a service recently that a few years ago I was running a thing called the Alpha Course, which I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. But I was running a thing called the Alpha Course, which is sort of like a discussion-based course for people who are just kind of like wanting to know a little bit more about Christian faith. And I asked the group that I was meeting with who prayed, and there were a whole variety of people in the group. There were some people who would say, I don't believe in God. There were some people who said, actually, I'm not quite sure. And there were some people who said, I think I do. And I said around the table, who prays? And everybody put their hand up. And it was a reminder to me, actually, that no matter what we sometimes label ourselves as, actually, that most people in some shape or form pray. It might be that you would like to pray today, just the simplest of prayers. God, if you're there, would you let me know that you're with me? And Jesus, I welcome you into my Christmas and life. That might be something that you'd like to pray. It might be that you'd like to check out things in slightly more detail. And if that's you, then there's these booklets at the back. They're on the doorway just as you leave, and they go into things in slightly more detail. It's a booklet, so I mean, it's not tons of detail. It's a sort of Boxing Day fireside read. Feel free to take one. They're totally free. I mentioned the Alpha Course just now. And there are some flyers for the Alpha Course at the back of the church here. They look like this. Do feel free to take one. If you're local to Bristol and you would like to join that course, there's all the details you could hope for on here. Basically, we're meeting from the 21st of January for a season of 9 weeks. We're meeting on a Sunday afternoon, 5:45 in the afternoon, for about an hour and a half each week. It involves a meal, a chance to watch a really well-made video together, and then chance to have a conversation afterwards as part of a small group. It's very, very relaxed and chilled out. People from all different varieties of backgrounds would come along. No faith experience is required. You'd be very welcome to sign up on our website. However you spend the rest of the day, and however cooked or uncooked your Brussels sprouts are, I wish you a very happy Christmas and pray that Jesus will be very much part of your new year as well. Amen.
Thank you.